Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Overrated, underrated, or properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, Susie, you're first, and you're not here for fun.
I'm not here for fun at all. I'm crabby.
Yeah, that's fine. Why?
A lot of reasons.
This happens
to me sometimes. So I'm saying happiness is overrated. Being in a good mood is overrated. I'm saying it's nice to just growl every once in a while.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Come on. Crap weather.
Yeah.
I'm running all around the last couple of days. I'm babysitting my friend's dog. My mom wants me to rake.
Hold on. Your mom, Kay. And the chemistry was just electric when we talked the other day. She wants you to rake?
She got my nephew over to rake and his buddy. They're college students at the U.
Yeah.
Then I was over to see the baby because I got to see the baby.
Yeah. Your mom had a baby. Shocking at 93. Congratulations. No. Congrats.
I go over to see Isaiah at my son's house and get to babysit the baby. And then I spent some time. She wanted to talk to me.
Who wouldn't want to talk to you?
So I get back to my mom's and the boys are raking. And she looks at me and she goes, you know, it's all about expectations. I said, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I totally thought you'd be here way, way, way sooner. What were you doing over there? And I'm just like, if I could punch you in the face right now, I would. For everything I do for her. Oh, my God. I do so much for that woman.
Would you give her a chance to put her
maybe,
dukes up?
Maybe. Or I might just cold cock her.
Yeah.
You know? Because all I do
is give and give and give.
Give and give and give. God, was I mad.
Yeah. I can tell. You're still mad now.
I think I might still be mad now.
I think her point, though, is life is about expectations. I think that's a really good point, though.
It is, because she thought I was going to be there at 3, and I didn't get there till 4. And then I
think she needs to calm down.
And then she's like, well, you going to help rake? I'm like, I don't want to help rake. You got the guys, the kids, the fellas.
Does she need you? She wanted you out there?
Yes. And then I'm down there in the freaking pulling up the hostas. I'm like, God, I hate
so
this
you
so
fell
much.
For it.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, so it worked.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Okay, so Kay wins.
Well done, Kay.
She's good. She's the master of manipulation. That is for God's sure.
Maybe she decided, I'm going to piss off my
daughter. I'm going to piss off my
daughter. So she'll go out there and get all this yard work done.
Yeah.
And she had you in the palm of her hand.
Unbelievable. She scares me. Then she's like, I assume we're having dinner together tonight. I'm like,
wow. Takeout?
Well, I'm like, maybe not. Maybe I want to go home and have 5 minutes to myself on my only day off.
Yeah, get the hostas off my hands here. Yeah.
Anyway, well, no, we go, and then Joe wants to come to dinner, and then we're looking
for... who's Joe?
Joe's my nephew. He's going to go to the Mariucci for a hockey game.
Sure.
And...
did you want Joe to come?
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so irritated
at
this point.
For Joe.
I'm really just freaking ready to... ugh. So then we're like, well, where should we go? I said, well, let's stay close. Joe wants to get
Mr.
to that
Mr. Steak. Let's
no,
go
no,
there.
No, no. I said, let's go to Dick Tracy's Saloon. You know, I used to drink there. Good burger. You know what it is?
Uh-oh. You weren't going to go back and...
do you know what Dick Tracy's Saloon is now?
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
It's the women's bar. It's a league of their own league.
Yeah.
So we walk in and Joe is like... kind of nervous because he thinks it might be like a lesbian bar, which it's not. It's a women's sports bar. Oh, my God. Then we dropped him. Then I dropped her home. And then she calls me back an hour later to chat. I'm like, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You're still bugged today. It's clear.
It's clear. But then
what could the two of us do to brighten you up a little bit?
I don't really know. Really, you know what? Honest to God, I got
a treat.
Maybe a treat. But here's the thing, and this might be everybody's overrated, underrated today.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I'm a professional and I'm going to cover it tomorrow, yeah, I am tired of the election.
You're sick of it?
Yeah. And I saw something, how to reduce stress about elections. First was vote.
Yeah.
Then get enough sleep. Then don't watch any news.
Well, that's a problem for
that's
you.
That's a problem for me.
Yeah, you're right in the middle.
Anyway, that's my overrated, underrated. Also, I didn't enjoy listening to freaking, what's his name?
Tom Brady.
Ugh, he talks too much, and I don't like his voice, so that's what I got.
Okay.
And if he was in the room right now, I might punch him in the face, too.
I mean, can you promise me something?
Mm.
Before you leave today, you will punch someone in the face.
Mm. How about if I punch him in the arm?
Well, you've
I
mentioned,
don't want to punch you, someone in the face
well,
in
you've
here.
You've mentioned two people, your mom and Tom Brady. So there's a lot of people in between your mom and Tom Brady. There's a cavalcade of suspects.
Cavalcade.
Yeah.
Does she have to punch somebody in the building, or can she just go down on the street and find
cold cock someone?
Just find somebody with a punch.
What's it called? A sucker punch.
Yeah, when probably you get arrested then here.
Maybe.
She might enjoy that.
Yeah, going to the clink for a few days, that'd be good for me.
All right, last one before
election tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. That would get you out of it.
Yeah.
Last one. If you could punch anybody in WCCO Radio's history, the way they made you feel, whether it was continually or at one time.
Adam Carter, you don't have to finish.
Yeah.
And if I would have been standing by him, I would have, because there's more times than not that a-hole.
Yeah.
Hung up on me or was very short with me on the phone.
Oh, he's very crabby.
Oh,
he's very crabby.
I could have knocked him out cold.
I know. I'm working with him for hours tomorrow. I hope he's not menopausing tomorrow.
No doubt. Because he can be just foul when he's in a bad mood. And when I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, combo. Whew. Woo! Combo. All right. I think we need to take a break. I mean, we're your good neighbor to the Northwest right there, baby.
Making you happy.
Making you happy. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Yes.
Boyce Olsen said I should punch you. He said punch Chad. Come on. I don't like
no,
I'm not going to punch Chad.
No, Carter. Punch Boyce.
I'll punch Boyce.
Yeah, it's 45 past 12. What do you got? Harrigan will jump in. I'll jump in, by the way. Any other guesses for what dumb thing did I do today? I'll tell you in moments on CCO.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I guess the theme of the bumper music?
Yeah.
Today? I already know. You know what it is.
I do. I already guessed.
You guessed?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't hear you guess, but I'm guessing Quincy Jones.
That's it.
Because I heard on the news that this was a song he wrote. He's so...
I mean, he worked with so many people.
Oh, my God.
I mean, amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
No. Susie needs a punching bag out in her garage. Seriously, Texter says.
That's a good idea.
She's 93, may not have many years left. Be patient with her. I'd do anything with my mom again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it does.
Situation.
It knocks me down a few notches.
Yeah. Sending a big hug to Susie. She's 93 and you're treating her that way. Gross. Okay, here's the thing.
You try having a 93-year-old person. You had your dad. Didn't you want to punch him a few times?
I did, but I reached a certain point at some age where I gave up, and I just said, he's older at this point, and I won't let him get to me, but he had previously gotten to me about 7 billion times, and by the way, that's the low number. That is the low number, but at some point, 92, 93,
yeah, you're
I just kind of conceded, I think 99% of the time, I doubt, you know, here's the thing, to quote DeRusha. You don't want anybody you're close to going away, especially as they get older.
Mm.
That doesn't mean they can't bug you at times.
Sure.
You know, and this is a friendship transparency show right here. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you're up. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't know whether to be negative or positive right now.
You're nervous.
Let's start with the negative. Overrated when your dishwasher just up and breaks on you. Or not dishwasher, excuse me, your wash machine. The clothes washer and breaks on you.
Gosh.
And then you go buy, have to go buy a new one. And you figure, well, let's just buy the washer and the dryer together because, you know, man, let's get the matching set. But it's just a pain in the butt not being able to wash clothes for a week and a half. And now it's not going to be delivered until Saturday. And it's already been a week. You got to bug neighbors and bug in-laws and say, can we run a wash? Just one load of wash, please. Please,
you need underwear.
It's just, it's a pain.
And these are the neighbors you normally don't even acknowledge. You know, you're, hey!
No, these aren't even the neighbors we like.
Bill!
That's the tough part.
It's actually Pete, but yeah. Somebody did say with Susie, too, bring Joel Maturi into Booster Spirits.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
My buddy.
Just a gentleman.
Oh, you need a washing machine.
Yeah.
Trust me, I didn't have the refrigerator for a few days.
Yes.
That was not good. Eating, kind of essential.
Yeah, the things you rely on when they're not there, it really stinks.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a little sappy here for an underrated.
Okay.
And I'm sure you guys will both have examples. But the moments with
punching Susie's mom?
The moments that are somehow related to your kids that you don't realize are going to hit you harder than they do.
Yes, for sure.
The gym that we have gone to for many, many years is closing in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
And ever since our oldest was a baby, we've been able to bring her and her younger sister then to a little kids club area they have where they're taken care of. It's a little, you know, they can stay for an hour
nice
and a half.
Bonus.
It's great.
Yep.
That shut down on Saturday. Mm. And they wanted to go for one last time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Nice.
And the people there have been amazing. Like I said, ever since our littlest was an infant.
You get to know them so well.
Yes. Yeah. And it was one of those connections you didn't think was ever going to mean that much. It's, hey, just drop the kids off. And
I love that.
But they brought cupcakes and balloons and juice and fruit snacks for the kids. And then there was hugs as they were leaving. And I'm starting to get a little emotional now because it was just one of those moments where I didn't realize these people were going to be so
nice.
Dang impactful in my life, let alone my kids.
So we got the yin and yang here because you're talking about this. Meanwhile, Susie wants to punch her 93-year-old mom.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to punch my kids.
I think that's sweet. And that is really nice when you see a beautiful thing and appreciate it. That is true.
And how much they care about your kids and are devoted and become a fabric of your life. And then, by the way, all of a sudden you say goodbye and you might not see them again.
Probably won't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just going back to thinking of she was holding my oldest when she was an infant.
Yeah. Wow.
And
she's
going to
do her
eight.
Right. Yeah.
And,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Nice.
This is the minor dumb thing I did. So running errands Sunday, noonish or so. And I thought, hey, I need groceries. I'm an idiot. The Vikings are not playing. The weather's crappy. It's post-church, post-various services, and I'm trying to go to a couple different grocery stores because I think one has this one. There's 5 million people at the grocery store.
Yes.
What am I? I know better. Like, I have plans later in the day, but not like earth-shattering plans. I could go at 3 or 4 when nobody's going to be there. But no, I'm right there at drive time, baby. God, I'm an idiot.
And then you got to maneuver your carts. You're running into people. Well, somebody's coming around the corner.
Well, and then I went to one of them. I'm going to pass this time. But one of them, the stuff I was looking for looked like crap, so I walked out of that store.
Oh, okay.
I walked out of the
produce?
Store. Yeah, the produce looked terrible.
That's no good.
Terrible. So I ended up going to one store, and then they didn't have to. I went to 3 grocery stores with 5 million people at every grocery store.
Oh, man, you had to be crabby after that.
I was just mad at myself. You know, you wanted to punch your mom.
Stop saying that now. I feel like this is all good. She's going to get very upset with me.
Yeah. So today,
I better call her and make sure, head her off.
I'm in this thing called a vehicle, a car.
Yes, right.
Interesting. And I'm driving to vote, and I ran out of gas.
You did not, Chad.
Wow. Thank you. I'm an adult.
There is no excuse for that in 2024.
None. Zero.
There's actually
Zilch.
A little light
None.
On in your car.
Light on. It's
this many miles to empty.
Miles,
yeah.
Miles.
Wow.
And I, yesterday, when I was going to 5,000 grocery stores, I should have stopped by.
Yeah, you probably passed a gas station or six.
Yeah. I did. And then I thought today, should I go to the gas station? No, I'll vote. And then there's a gas station like a half mile away. So then I run out of gas. So then I have to call Kathleen.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm talking on the phone with Kathleen. And I say, I ran out of gas. She's like, I'm not far away. I'll get the gas can. Then I'm on the phone trying to make a doctor's appointment that she's told me I need to make. And she's 1,000% right because I'm years late on it. And so I'm on the phone. I'm pointing the phone. And she's looking at me. So my ex-wife comes, goes to the gas station.
Oh, my God.
Fills up the can and then is filling up my car while this is happening.
This is like a movie scene.
And I'm like, I'm talking to a doctor's office. She's like, you better be. So then I hand the phone to Kathleen's talking to the doctor's office. Yeah, this is his ex-wife. I just want to let you know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And she's 100% right.
Oh my God.
So I'm an idiot. Let's just go ahead. I mean, the car is basically flashing. Put gas in it. No, not me. I'm not going to do it until I run out of gas.
Where were you? Were you on a city road?
City road.
Yeah, so okay, that's
first
better.
Time in about 40 years I ran out of gas.
That's so terrible.
This is the expertise you listen to on a regular basis here on CCO.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.